Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. There are a lot of glorious teachers, courses, and books out there who give amazing advice on how to live a more spiritual life in a day and age where results, success, and things take precedence over living without expectations, recognizing your own self-worth, and reveling in the acceptance for what is, as opposed to being in pain over what isn't. But unless you want to, you don't need to meditate for 8 hours a day, or do mind-boggling stretches like a seasoned yogi, or pretend to be humble when you're really quite proud of an accomplishment, or chastise yourself over and over again when you make a mistake. That's not what living a spiritual life is about. This moment, right here, right now, is all about being who you really are. And when I say be who you really are, please remember that this isn't about mental or physical perfection. It's not about living a life of judgment. It's about living life, being aware, accepting, and doing better, but only if you feel you need to in the very next moment. I'd like to compare ourselves to the weather, which exists and transforms in constant motion, trying to find balance on this planet. Sounds a little bit like us, doesn't it? So sometimes you're a full-blown cold winter's night, you know, you don't want to come out of your shell. While other times you're all sunshine and warmth, singing and laughing like there's no tomorrow. And sometimes you're a destructive tornado, while other times you're a nourishing spring shower. The real you, like the weather, changes from moment to moment. But we have one great advantage over our earthly weather. We get to pick the next season we move into. So how do we accept this and start living a spiritual life instead of just reading about it or watching it on TV? Well, just follow these simple steps, my friends, which I do every day, and you'll be on your way. Step one, don't pretend. Be the real you. I believe Oscar Wilde said it best when he said, "Be yourself. Everyone else is taken." Number two, take notice of any negative emotion that arises in you and ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Step three, be honest and take responsibility for your own feelings. Yes, 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 someone may have cut you off on the road, but it is you, my friend, who is carrying your anger and not them. Number four, reflect on the moment, especially if that moment didn't produce happiness or love. Ask yourself, why did I act or react that way? Step five, don't judge. Just accept you did your best, even if it was pretty poor, and say to yourself, I will do my best to handle that better next time I have a chance to. And step six, move on. And remember that in the very next moment of life, you can change for the better. Now that wasn't so hard, was it? Sure, it might be difficult to remember each step, but this isn't about perfecting some system to become the head guru of all things spiritual, remember? In my opinion, life is all about experiencing love and happiness every moment we possibly can. Isn't that what we're all constantly striving for anyway? Regardless of if you're in pursuit of an icing-covered donut or your higher self in meditation, it's about attaining happiness now, isn't it? So whether you do all or just one of the tips above, it does not matter. What matters is that you recognize that living a spiritual life isn't something you learn. It's something you're constantly discovering. I love you, my kindred spirits. Namaste.